Time for sports. I'm Kevin McNabb. A pair of unbeaten teams will meet tonight when SCOTUS visits Central City. The Shamrocks and Bison are both off to 2-0 starts this season. You can watch the game at MyCentralNebraska.com TV. Columbus High plays its home opener at Pawnee Park's Memorial Stadium. The Discoverers 0-2 face Lincoln Northeast. The Rockets are 1-1. That contest will be aired on Clear 101. Columbus head coach Craig Williams says his team is averaging better than 200 yards rushing per game, but needs to improve its passing attack.
We've got to improve our passing efficiency. We've got to get our numbers up above 65% in our completions, because we don't go downfield a whole lot. So when we're throwing those shorter passes, they got to be completions for us.
Lakeview entertains Kearney Catholic on 93.5 The Hawk. The Vikings are 0-2, while the Stars come in 1-1. At halftime, the inaugural class will be inducted into the new Lakeview Hall of Fame. All three games tonight have 7 o'clock kickoffs. The Nebraska football team, which had its streak of season-opening wins halted at 29 by BYU, will try to extend another streak tomorrow night. The Huskers have won 15 straight home night games in Lincoln. The Big Red welcomes South Alabama to Memorial Stadium. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. The pregame begins at 2 o'clock on News Talk 900 KJSK and will be joined at 6:30 on Clear 101. High school volleyball, Lakeview defeated Central City 25-10, 25-16, 25-16. SCOTUS over Grand Island Central Catholic in 5 sets last night. The number 5 Nebraska volleyball team will host the Emeritus Players Challenge today and tomorrow at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The 4-1 Huskers open the tourney against UC Davis tonight at 6. Nebraska's matches tomorrow are against South Florida at 10 a.m. and Georgia Tech at 3:30. In high school softball, Columbus High swept Lincoln High in a doubleheader at Girard Park. The NFL season opened last night. New England unveiled its Super Bowl banner before Tom Brady threw 4 touchdowns in the Patriots' 28-21 victory over Pittsburgh. That's sports. I'm Kevin McNabb.